Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, yeah. It's a Wednesday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we continue to celebrate the Super Bowl 59 champion Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, how are we feeling, brother?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. Day three after the Super Bowl Sunday. Still floating around on cloud nine. Lots of go birds out there whenever I go into the grocery store, the gas station, no matter where it's at, man. Somebody has something on that's representing the Super Bowl 59 champions, brother Spike. And Jackie Baseball, just say, you got a couple days before Clearwater really matters. Those guys down there better be taking note of what a championship looks like and what it means to be a champion in this town. Holla at your boy.
Mitts were popping. First thing I saw this morning, Taiwan Walker lighting up the radar.
Going, oh, God.
Yeah, yes, P's and C's. P's and C's,
good
baby.
Good news is we have two more years of Taiwan. So.
Well, maybe.
And by the way, I got a Go Birds on my street. I live in North Jersey still. That's definitely a giant street I lived on. So I got a very quiet Go Birds from someone. So we have a big show today, as we always do. Jordan Mailata, Super Bowl champion. Jordan Mailata joins us at 3 o'clock. We will talk to him about what the experience has been like, the game, see if he'll name his favorite Philadelphia media member. I don't know. It's the last call of the year. Maybe we'll get it from him.
If he liked our question at Media Night.
At Media Night, yes. 4 o'clock, Baldy will join us. 4:30, the new Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, and a very special one as we're announcing some bounties for the competitors, and the top 5 of 5 happens at 5 o'clock, as it always does. So, Ike, I am being honest and truthful when I say I am enjoying this week. I will love the parade on Friday that we'll be there for. That's really exciting. I didn't get to go to the parade in 18 because it was back at the radio station.
Being a leader of the station.
You know, making sure none of the curse words get on the air. I love the highlights. I love all that stuff. And in 2018, I was ready to bask in it for like weeks and weeks and weeks, like the glory of the Super Bowl championship. But if I'm being honest with you, right now, I'm starting to think about next season already. Like, I'm already kind of on to the next thing. I want to start thinking about who the OC is going to be. I want to start thinking about free agents, which free agents we're going to get, which trades might happen, the draft, all that. Like, my brain is already on to still liking this, but already on to thinking about next year. Are you ready to start thinking about next season?
Next year?
Already? Yes.
Next season?
Yes.
Bro. We haven't even had the parade yet.
Yes, but we can do the parade on Friday. Yeah, we can still live, but there's so much stuff that I'm ready to dive into.
Yeah, and believe me, there's going to be plenty of time to do that. You got to stop and smell the roses. You just do.
I'm not a rose smeller.
Yeah, I understand that. And you know what? I made a conscious effort to actually savor this more than I did the 17 one.
Really?
The 17 one, it was our first one, and I understand that, but it was such an unusual way to win your first championship that we didn't get the, I guess we didn't get the normal feeling of winning a championship and then everybody celebrating it on the on one accord. Right? There was this facet of, oh man, Wentz should have been in there as the quarterback that won it. He got us there two-thirds of the way or right. what have you. But you got to be thankful that Nick Foles played the way that he did against Tom Brady.
And you knew what was coming eventually.
And that stuff was there. And listen, you were the program director, so it didn't take us long to get there at that time. And listen, we dove into it head first. We did.
Sorry.
With this one, you know, I enjoyed seeing Jalen last night on Jimmy Fallon.
Yep.
Right? Really enjoyed seeing him this morning on today.
Yep.
He was on today this morning at 7:30.
Saquon was on Howard Stern this morning.
Saquon is doing his thing. Like, they had the old line with him last night. Like, this feels more organic, and it feels like it's – this feels more like a unified team.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's crazy to say when you think about the 2017, but it was clear that there was stuff behind the scenes that we didn't know about that posed friction and a little bit of discord there. So I don't sense any of that with this team, and I'm going to enjoy it a little bit more because I don't think we really enjoyed 17 like we should have. You know, we were so focused on back-to-back. Wentz has to go do it now. Wentz has to get his title. And then the people who had found new love in Nick Foles because he was a Super Bowl MVP, they felt a certain way and wasn't necessarily in full support of the guy moving forward. Like, it was just too much. To me, it was just too much dissension. And I don't think we got a chance to really enjoy it. And I'm going to enjoy this one. That next season was rocky. The following season was even rockier. And then the next season, it was over with. Everybody was gone. Wentz was gone. Foles was gone. Doug was gone. 2 years after winning the damn Super Bowl.
That is crazy when you think about it.
That's what happened. I'm not going to do that this time.
Do you know?
I'm not.
Now that you bring it up, I do think maybe part of the reason I was able to bask in that one longer is because I didn't like Wentz.
Yeah.
It's because I...
It was all your
I'm glad
fault.
You can admit that. Yeah, I'm glad you can admit that.
Well, yeah, I didn't. I mean, I told you that even when he was playing well. I was like, I don't see it. Just in case you think this is a new thing for me, I was doing it with Wentz when he was about to win the MVP.
Yeah, but you were putting batteries in Giglio's back and an ESP's back to run him out of town. Yeah, you were.
That's not what I was doing.
You were. Everyone here knows it.
That's not what I was doing. I think I'm just excited to think about what is to come. And maybe it's just my personality too. Mm-hmm. I don't celebrate anything all that long. Maybe
you don't got no joy in your life.
No, I don't.
You do need more joy in your life.
I like doing the show.
Well, listen, I know, but listen.
You and AJ.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah.
Always thrilled.
Believe it or not, me and AJ, probably peas in a pod. 215-592-9494.
I need AJ to smell the roses a little bit more.
He's not a rose smeller.
Come on, big dog. I need you to smell the roses a little bit more, man.
Are you ready to start thinking about next year? Or you just want to continue to bask in this year? Fritz, I actually don't know where you are on this one.
Well, you should know where I am.
Well, you should know where he's at.
You might want to just go straight to the phone. Like, I'm on to Philly season. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, you're on to Philly
season. You think he's basking in this? Yes.
Like, I don't know what...
Move on fast enough for him.
I feel bad for you.
I do too. Listen, because I want to be where Ike is, right? Because at 17, I was too mad at Foles winning the Super Bowl.
See, I wasn't mad at Foles.
Yeah. My two quarterbacks taking the parade down Broad Street. Maybe I need to get my eyes checked.
Yeah.
So I wish I was where Ike was, where it's just like, you know, on cloud nine all the time, thinking about it and being Super Bowl champs. Because I didn't enjoy that one. Like, I look back on 17 now, I'm like, that was awesome. Like,
yeah.
I know 10 years from now I'm going to look back on this, barring like this team going on a dynasty, and saying, man, that was awesome. Like, that was an unbelievable Eagles team. But I'm thinking about 43 days from now.
Wow, and you're on to baseball.
But what do you expect?
I don't know why you're rushing to that.
I'm not trying to rush to it. I know where this is going to end.
Why are you rushing to that?
You don't see me rushing to the Sixers, bro.
I know. Yeah. But see, I need something to humble me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I'm not rushing to the Sixers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to be humble.
There's a part, was it masochist is the term that people use? That's me. I like the misery.
Wait a minute. The Super Bowl MVP didn't humble you enough? That was pretty humbling. I have to be honest with you.
You had a little humble. Pot air.
We've moved on.
Okay. All right.
I don't echo anything the city feels right now, and I totally agree with that.
Okay.
I'm just telling you where I feel.
I feel bad for you, man.
You should. And many people have told me the same thing privately.
Yeah. I feel bad for
Find Jack at the parade and you know, give him a slap on the ass.
You'll be able to looking at Philly's highlights Friday.
Yep. Philly's 22 Philly's yearbook. Is that what you're going to be watching?
Should I wear the Bryce powder blue?
No. You got to wear your one Eagles sweatshirt that you wear.
Burn that Dalton jersey.
Well, I think I'm going to be looking like a snack in that now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we're back to snack season.
You're down 20.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
Everybody's talking about it. 215-592-9494. Leading us off, as always, Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, I'm a bask in this one, but, you know, the quarterback, you know, we already back in the lab, you know, in between the interviews we doing, you know, a top two QB in the league. Let me go put that out to top two, you know. We out here, you know, interviews and stuff. We putting on the work because we need to have this conversation. See, y'all want to jump around and all this bullcrap topics. This is a little cute topic, but the quarterback top two, and I'm waiting. So whenever y'all want to, if we got to,
it's not this week, bro. It's not this week.
We gonna have a conversation. All right,
we will. We're gonna have months of it. It's not this week.
Corey said y'all topics are cute. Y'all trying to jump around.
Yeah. Well, maybe. It's like Corey was in the pre-show meeting, you know.
We gonna do this, but we gonna celebrate this because you know this hurt people to the core. You know, some people they said he couldn't throw. There were people saying,
"Oh God, here he goes."
This hurt people to the core. We celebrating this one because you know. Moving on to the next, like you can't take this one away. And
it sounds like you're going both ways here, though, Corey.
Pick a side.
Pick a side.
If we're going to move on to the next one, because he's going to win another one, right?
I hope so.
That's going to hurt even more. That's going to hurt even more.
That's
going to hurt even more. You
Sirianni might win another one.
Doesn't hurt.
He wins another one. He's a locked Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Two Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Is Plunkett in?
No, he's the only one.
He's the only one.
I'm just talking.
Relax. I'm just talking. And I want to express to you, Corey, there is no, for me, I'm just speaking for me, there is no upsetness from me with Jalen winning Super Bowl MVP and him playing great. I love the Eagles and I want them to win. I say what I think's going to happen. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. But on this one, I'm just being clear to you, and I'm happy that you're basking in the glory of being right, like OG was. Mm-hmm. This is like a right or wrong that is great. Is happy to be wrong on that one.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can be happy.
Okay.
I'm talking about there's a lot of people out there that's hurt. Because you saw people, Nick Foles, remember Nick Foles? Nick Foles put that tweet out there. He said, Tom Brady might be the lucky charm for the Super Bowl. Remember he said that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It might be Carson Wentz. Put him in the building every year. Whenever he in the building on the pitch.
And the Eagles going to win, yeah.
Hey, that brother had to watch both his backups put that trophy up. That boy was sat. I don't know if y'all saw the video. I was trying to dab him up, but he was running. I don't know about the video. Where's John Daniel?
Oh, he didn't see him. He didn't see him.
Okay. That boy Hurts. That boy Hurts was looking at me like a tiger. Like, where he at? Hey, man, we gonna celebrate this on Friday. We gonna be partying. We gonna have a good time. We gonna drink. We gonna like pass out. Hey, y'all. Be safe though. We don't want
yes.
Crazy
safe here. Party.
After you drink and pass out, be safe.
Get an Uber. Take SEPTA.
Good old time. AJ, listen, buddy. Enjoy this, partner. Listen, stuff like this don't come around. You put all that work in. You doing 250 push-ups a day like Spike. You know, you're running on the treadmill.
They look the same,
every
too.
Day, you
shut up, Chad.
1,000 passes a day. All that work, this is the reward. You better enjoy this.
Yeah.
Friday. Next week, we back in the lab like a movie. You know?
You can go back to work. At least to take you a couple weeks. You can go back to work March, first week of March.
He'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying this is a good. Hey, what did Doc Rivers say?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Celebrate everything they do well.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Yeah.
Celebrate this quarterback, y'all, because he's doing a lot of well things out there for us, y'all. Celebrate this brother right here, because we're going to be stacking these chips. Dynasty on the way, baby.
Love it.
All right, Corey. Is Corey an Eagles fan or a Jalen fan?
That's a good question.
Well, he just said, like, he kept saying he won one, he's going to win another.
You know what happens?
Yeah.
He's an Eagles fan.
Yep.
But he's locked into Jalen.
He is very locked in.
So now it's about Jalen for him, really. I mean, he understands Jalen's success means the team is going to have success.
It's like me.
Yeah. Well, what? Is that?
No, with Jalen. Like, I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm locked in on Jalen.
Yes, just locked in the other way.
Locked in the other way.
So, Corey brought this up, and I didn't see it. Did Wentz diss Jalen afterwards?
No, Corey's just making stuff up.
Oh. Well, there's a video out there of Carson has his back turned to, and Jalen's looking for him, and Carson just keeps moving.
I think if you're looking for something, you see what you want to see. Yes.
I agree.
That's all that is.
It's not like they locked eyes and he went the other way.
Yeah, I think Carson's probably mostly over that part of it. I would hope so. Yeah. It's not Jalen's fault.
If he's not, he needs to get over it.
It's not Jalen's fault. You know, that has nothing to do with Jalen. You know, it has nothing to do with Nick. You know, it has to do with Carson. 215.
I think it has something to do with people who still have a twist with Carson.
That's
Eagles fans looking for something versus Wentz going out of his way looking for something.
Yeah, I'm over. I mean, if you didn't like Carson, you. Congrats. You can let it go.
I mean, should have been let it go, but okay.
But worked out. Everything's great now, you know? 215-592-9494. You ready to start thinking about next year? Are you just going to keep basking in the glory of the Super Bowl win? Alex from Chicago, you're on WIP. What's up, Alex?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, brother?
Everything's good. I'm actually from South Philly, but I live in Chicago, and I'm actually heading back right now. I'm driving.
To Chicago or to Philly?
Oh, back to Philly.
You coming in for the parade?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
That's a nice little 11-hour drive, right? Ohio.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm actually just in Ohio, but
there you go.
I just
it's
wanted
great
to call.
State.
I could tell you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's a great state. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a basker. I'm just going to enjoy every minute of this. I can't get the smile off my face. Like,
that's right.
You know, we had a great time Sunday at the game at our place, and as soon as the game was over, my wife looks at me. She's like, "You're going to Philly, aren't you?" And I look, and my wheels started turning. I was like, "I got to get out there."
So, there you go.
I can't wait.
There you go.
So just let's do it. Real quick about the Carson thing, part of, I'm sure you guys talked about this. Part of being a pro in anything you do is forgetting, and everybody talks about it. But that's one of the things that I'm sure. That was just an incident where they were walking around. You know, they probably had dinner. You know, who knows? I mean, these guys are pros. They don't hold grudges and stuff, I don't think. I mean, you get your one guy here and there, but what do you think? I mean, is that fair to say?
Uh, I, I don't know what's in his heart.
Actions. I've never seen Carson say anything bad about Jalen, the Eagles, or anything else.
He just lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's fair to say, Alex, that like, you know, they were just on the other side of an whether Carson was on the field during it or not. They were on the other side of an ass kicking after the Super Bowl. It was on the field, Jack. Is that where it was?
Yes.
He said there's a million people on the field. It's busy. It's certainly possible he just didn't see him.
You see what you want to see in things, which goes to the last. I've been listening to you guys a lot, of course, over, you know, being in Chicago, but on the Odyssey app. But
there you go. Free Odyssey app.
But you see what you want to see, and it goes back to the whole texting thing. You can barely write an email nowadays without somebody not knowing what you're thinking. You know, it's like it's hard to say.
Oh, it's the AJ thing. You're talking about AJ, right?
All that stuff. Yeah, all that. They're kids, man. They're doing their thing. you hear what you want to hear. You think what you want to think, and everything else is opinion. Let it go. You know, move on. Type thing. That's how I am with that stuff, especially with the tweeting and all that.
It's okay. Like,
well, safe drive. Safe travels, man.
And man,
thank you guys. Listen, real quick. Yeah. This is the time for it. Give me some of that Ike juice. Can I get it?
I've been drinking that Ike juice.
Wait till you get here.
I'm still toasting you guys, man.
All right.
Appreciate it, brother.
I'll see you soon. I can't wait.
All right, Alex. That is one of the most boring drives you could ever do, is Chicago to Philly.
Really?
I had to do it a couple times when I lived out there. Not a great drive.
Yeah. I don't know. I made the trip to Cincinnati. It's the turnpike.
Yeah. It's nothing cool. Yeah. It's that length where you don't want to split it up. Like 11 hours, you just want to do all
at
once.
A day. Yeah, that's
you know
it.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But I get itchy. I don't know where you are. I get itchy after 4 or 5 hours. That's when I get itchy in the car. But I just want to get through it. What, Jack?
Well, that's why you need a blue chew.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the car?
After 4 hours?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you would hope he left early. If I got 11 hours to drive, I'm leaving by 6 in the morning.
Yeah, he said he just got to Ohio, which means he's probably got 8 hours.
If he just got
left
to Ohio, he probably has at least 8 hours left.
Yeah.
What Ohio City is on the western side of the state? Is that the Cleveland?
The western side? Well,
Cleveland and Cincinnati are right, east side, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember driving through Gary, Indiana, to get to the home of Michael Jackson to get to Chicago.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Matt in Bluebell. You're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys? Just got back from New Orleans. Had a blast down there.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Did you drive?
No, we didn't drive. We almost drove home, but we got flights. We flew out on Friday, had a layover in Minnesota. While we were in Minnesota, we booked flights home, or else we were going to drive home.
Okay. And you went to the game. We've been talking to people who just went to New Orleans to hang out there during the game.
Right.
Which is wild. I respect it, but it is pretty wild. What was the – so was it loud, you being in there? It sounded very loud for the Eagles on TV. In the dome, did it sound that way there?
It was absolutely insanely loud.
Oh, wow.
I'm a season ticket holder to the Eagles. I've been at games in the Link where there's more away fans than what we're at the Super Bowl, I think.
Oh, really? Wow.
Very impressive. The only red you could really see was behind the Chiefs bench.
Besides that,
everything else was green, and it sounded that way the entire game. Their fraud fans were leaving at halftime. It was very impressive.
Leaving at halftime? Can you imagine buying a Super Bowl ticket and leaving?
I'd have been in that thing all the way to the very end.
Yes. They'd have to kick me out of there.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So you're just going to bask in it. Is that it, Matt?
We're going to bask in it for a while. You're worried about free agency and OC and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know why I'm not worried about that? Because we have Howie Roseman. And Howie Roseman is going to take care of business and do what he always does and put the best roster in football together so we can go out there and have a chance at repeat. Jack, you're worried about 43. The number you should be worried about is 60 because we're going back to Super Bowl 60 for a repeat next year.
Yeah, start worrying about that, Jack.
I'm not worried about it. I hope it happens.
Okay. All right, Matt. Thank you for the call, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A couple of baskers. Well, Corey's both.
Corey didn't know what the hell he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's trying to take after his quarterback, so he's trying to do head down.
Yeah, he's trying to do the whole – and Jalen's not head down. Jalen right now is doing the victory tour.
Sure, and as he should.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So the idea that, you know, I'm back to, I don't even need you to get back to work, bro. I need you to decompress, take a chill pill.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
And then you can rev back up and get to it.
There's plenty of time.
Man.
Yeah. You do burn, and I know this, you do burn yourself out if you act like that. You know, if you don't take time to, and so remember the feeling so you want it again. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to, if there's no joy at the end of it.
Agree.
I think that, you know, Jordan is a guy who I wonder if there was any joy in it because he was so crazy, like from a competitive standpoint.
Well, he certainly let his hair down.
Yes, yeah, yeah. He did.
See, I don't think Belichick.
Yeah. He's at the card table with
cigars.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah. He partied pretty good.
Yeah. I don't think Belichick was happy.
No.
Right. Ever.
Yes, no. I agree with you. Yeah.
Coaches, I get.
Vic Fangio, he's moved on.
Vic Fangio definitely moved on. He got his little banner. He can't wait to get through this parade Friday.
Yep.
He's looking forward to spring training.
He's on 43 days.
He's Vic Fangio definitely is. Nick Sirianni is going to enjoy this.
Oh, he sure is.
He's going to enjoy this. And I think you should, man. These dudes work so hard, man. They work so many hours. The grind is still going to be there. You got to get ready for free agency. You got to get ready for the combine. You have to get ready for all that stuff. You're getting off to a slower start or a later start than everyone else because you played in the last game of the season. So I understand that, but there's something about being able to unplug and then plug back in. I think it allows you to have a fresher mind, and your eyes become a little clearer. Like, if you just keep going, you're going to miss something in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's I give Lakin credit for that.
Yeah.
Lakin's always like, take that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You gotta take your foot off the gas.
Some of these guys,
you
don't have to really push to take days off.
No, that's
some
right.
Some of these guys.
Yeah, not... Yeah,
you guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah. I'm counting your days, brother. Some people, you know.
Yeah, not me.
I used to work on these contracts. I know how many days might be in there.
I just came from working 6 days a week.
What's it? Yeah.
For 6 months.
Yes. And you're here.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. When's the countdown for when the camera takes his first day? We gotta have one in February.
Well, Jack's not gonna say anything.
Oh, but he's different. He's got.
Why is he different?
Well, he's got a baby at home
and not important.
Well, I mean, didn't he already do paternity leave?
One week.
Hmm.
1 week? That wasn't long enough.
Man, no. I made a promise.
Okay.
We're gonna good cop, bad right. cop this one.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, if it wasn't for Jill, I'd be all on him.
Well, we're gonna have honest Jack.
Yeah, I'd be on him. Yeah.
No,
if it wasn't for wifey, I'd be on you.
That's why I snuck it in.
Yeah.
She's the one who's been doing all the work. I'm wondering, what are you going home to do?
I
better not see any tweets.
Well, I'm gonna probably have to do podcasts, but there's still a 2-year-old running around that I gotta take care of.
If you're on paternity leave, I don't think you can do podcasts, brother. Well, I think I'm gonna have to do High Hopes.
Oh,
me,
man.
And Elliot.
Yeah, he's not missing out on his High Hopes podcast.
Yeah.
Freaking Seltzer's been like, you know, drunk on all these Eagles hype. He can't get him to stop hitting the correct sounder and doing a Phillies podcast. He's out of control. I think he's cried every morning show.
These guys in the morning.
And he's suppressing me.
These guys in the morning and they're crying. It's unbelievable.
That is an emotional show.
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, man.
Coming up next.
Not this show.
Coming up next, we heard it mentioned a couple of times. A.J. Brown did have a sort of an interesting caption to his Instagram post last night.
Come on, Arthur!
We will read that to you next, and we will take your calls. Are you ready to start talking about next year? And the offseason and the offensive coordinator and free agency and the draft, or are you just going to bask for a while? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.